Welcome to Time with Abba, the Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is June 10, Monday, 2019, day 161. Today's topic, no wait on God, no hope at all. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 130 verses 5 to 8, 1 Kings chapter 7 verse 1 to 51, Acts chapter 7 verses 30 to 50, Proverbs 16 verses 31 to 33. Today's main passages. Psalm 130 verses 5 to 8. I wait for the Lord, my whole being waits, and in His word I put my hope. I wait for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning, more than watchmen wait for the morning. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with Him is full redemption. Israel, put your hope. He Himself will redeem Israel from all their sins. Second passage, Acts chapter 7, verses 33 to 34. Then the Lord said to him, take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. I have indeed seen the oppression of my people in Egypt. I have heard their groaning and have come down to set them free. Now come, I will send you back to Egypt. Third passage, Acts chapter 7, verses 39 to 43. But our ancestors refused to obey him. Instead, they rejected him and in their hearts turned back to Egypt. They told Aaron, make us gods who will go before us. As for this fellow, Moses, who led us out of Egypt, we don't know what has happened to him. That was the time they made an idol in the form of a calf. They brought sacrifices to it and reviewed and reveled in what their own hands had made. But God turned away from them and gave them over to the worship of the sun, moon, and stars. This agrees with what is written in the book of the prophets. Did you bring me sacrifices and offerings 40 years in the wilderness, people of Israel? You have taken up the tabernacle of Molech and the star of your god Ravan, the idols you made to worship. Therefore, I will send you into exile beyond Babylon. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening. Today's psalm gives this dark and discouraging generation a promise. I got two sets of promises. Let me read that from the psalm. I wait for the Lord. My whole being waits, and in his word I put my hope. And then the second. I wait for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning. More than watchmen wait for the morning. Israel, put your hope in the Lord. For with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. So the first set is wait, wait, hope. The second set, the next verse is wait, 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 hope. Huh. What Stephen witnessed in today's Acts is to testify the consequence of the Israelites of not waiting for God. Then God turned his face from them. No wait on God. No hope at all. I hope you got it. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be willing to wait for you so that we will be filled with hope each day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of warning have you received from Jesus today? Number two, what is your action to wait for God? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family about how today's message is so important to you and your family. May the Lord bless you.